Good morning, Oliver. Today is Thursday, 7th of July, and right now it's cloudy with 29 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with a temperature range from low 29 to high 33 degrees Celsius, and with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. You can expect southerly winds with 18 to 24 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity with 64% will drop by noon on 54% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing crescent and 37% of it is illuminated. As you might notice, the stretch of the Crown Road between Arca and Sorrento is completed. As L'Avenir d'Auroville inform us, they're planning to build another stretch of the Crown Road from Kailash up to the Porto's distribution center. From Bangalore Open Ultimate 2011, last weekend, Ultimate Frisbee Auroville takes home the national title for the first time. A three-day tournament in Bangalore 2011 was the largest in number their team had ever been. Holidays are soon over, and for most of the children, school reopens on the 11th of July, and for some couple of days later. Padeha Shakti School of Physical Education will start on 11th of July, except for the first graders who will start a week later on 18th of July in order to get accustomed to the extended hours and work at school. The Resident Assembly team sincerely invites all residents to a general meeting to introduce the new Residents Assembly Service Team members and hear your concerns, hopes and suggestions for the future. General meeting will be on Tuesday, 12th of July at 5 p.m. at Saochu. This meeting is also an opportunity to discuss how we as a community would like to proceed on the issue of the selection process for our Auroville's Council and Working Committee. Residents Assembly Service have already received some proposals on how to take the present situation forward and warmly invite you to send yours to rasservice@auroville.org. Snacks and refreshment will be served. Between 11 to 14 of July, registered volunteers can explore several places and units of Auroville, having contact with many aspects of Auroville life, Aurovillians and their projects, and get to know fellow volunteers. Program starts at the Unity Pavilion on July 11th at 9 a.m. and lunches will be arranged. Registration is limited, so for questioning and booking in advance, they are asking you to contact Dominic at Savi office at Unity Pavilion. On 9th of July at 7 p.m. at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas presents Nadam, the Kathak duo Nandini Mehta and Murali Mohan, the foremost exponents of this dance form along with their team. Due to the repair work at Pitanga, the Aikido classes will resume on July 18 only, and at 4 p.m. for small kids and at 5 p.m. for teens, and on July 19 at 6 a.m. for all students and beginners. Do you think you are tone deaf? Maybe you're not. For those of you who think you are tone deaf or would like to know that you are not, testing will be done by the Vocal Yoga Institute. They're asking you to call them on 262-2765 for your free appointment. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. you can see a French film, Rivals, made in France in 2008 by director Jacques Malo, and film is Detective in French without subtitles. On Saturday at the same place and time you can see an international film, The Sensation of Sight, made in USA in 2006 by director Aaron Widerspan, and this film is drama in English with English subtitles. And at Cine Club on Sunday, 10th of July, at 8 p.m. we can see Black Narcissus, made in UK in 1974 by director Michael Powell, and film is drama in English with English subtitles. Tomorrow at 7:45 at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, we can see a cinematic classic, The Big Sleep, directed by Howard Hawks, made in USA in 1946, with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. This classic mystery thriller from Raymond Chandler's first novel was adapted by William Faulkner, music by Max Steiner. They will screen original English version with French subtitles. At the Echo Film Club at Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see BBC documentary Life about Insects in English. Free bus service to Echo Film Club, departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sedona Forest at 9:30 p.m. In Auroville, we spend a lot of time dealing with conflicts. What works? What doesn't work? And what do we imagine the ideal scenario to be? Last year, Laura and Jason attended a workshop with Dominic Barter, the founder of Restorative Circles, and since that time, a group of Aurovillians has been exploring the creation of a restorative justice system in Auroville using the process of Restorative Circles. They would like to share their experiences with the wider community and answer questions about restorative justice and the restorative circle processes. There will be a presentation in the Town Hall Conference Room on Wednesday, 13th of July at 4:30 p.m. and be followed by interactive questions and answer session. All are welcome. Who is worthy or unworthy in front of the divine grace? All are children of the one and the same mother. Her love is equally spread over all of them. but to each one she gives according to his nature and receptivity. The Words of the Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.